In the name of the Father, of the Son, of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Dear Catholic faithful, today we meet in the Mass of All Saints in the Gospel with that part from Matthew Gospel where Jesus has spoken eight famous blessings. And this part is generally the Mount Sermon, is called generally in the church as the basics, the basic gospel, as gospel in nucleus. And here we are pretty familiar, I think, most of the Catholics, with some words Jesus has said. For instance, blessed are the poor in spirit, the kingdom of heaven is theirs. Blessed are the patient, they shall inherit the land, and so on. But I personally have the impression we do more seldomly speak about the third blessed are. And this is called by Jesus, blessed are those who mourn, they shall be comforted. Who are those who mourn? What Jesus did mean and does mean with that word? Generally, we interpret this and understand this in the church as, blessed are thou, those people who suffer under the evil here on earth and who try to join Jesus, who has saved us on cross by carrying innocently the guilt of all sins of all people. And recently I got by a concrete case a chance to understand it very intensively. And I was shocked about the story when I have heard it. And I want to share with you this story, hoping that you will also profit from it and find some lectures for you. And possibly you know that I have an account in a Russian social media network. And there is a group of traditional Catholics. They asked me to join, invited me, so I did, possibly about a year ago. And then there we do not at all speak about politics, but only about questions of faith. And I remember it was in the end of February this year, there was a man, obviously a younger one, and he shared with us his message saying, please pray for me. I am a soldier by profession of the Russian army, and I go now to Ukraine. I think you understand. And we said, yes, we do pray, of course, for you and all the others who are now in danger of life on both sides, by the way. And then we have longer period of time not heard anything from him, and I have even asked other members in our group whether they have heard something. No, they didn't. And then about a month ago, the same man, let me call him Nikolai. His name is a different one, but I call him now here Nikolai. He sent again a post saying, please pray for a friend of me. He is fallen on the front in the war. Yeah, we said, yes, our compassion to you, and what more can we do than praying? And then last week, he has contacted me personally. He wrote directly on my account, so only I could read this message. And there it was a cry of his soul, and he said, "Father, I do urgently need your help." He's now 4 months at home. I don't know, is he wounded or not? I have not asked him. He was 4 months on the front fighting. And then he said, "I do feel so guilty. I do feel so guilty. I did want to help people. I am so sorry that I cannot help my colleagues, my brothers. I did want to do a good thing, but now I am feeling so guilty and so empty in my soul." "Yes," I said, "I understand. You must not share special information. I understand." And he said, "As a soldier, I have killed people." And this man has obviously saved a conscience. He's a Catholic. And we know in the war, many soldiers become wild and lose all conscience. But this man has not lost it. He is simply horribly suffering. And he said, "I hope God will forgive me this once. Now I want to intensivate my relationship with God. I want to intensivate my prayer. This is my only hope." And I said, "Yes, presumably, I presume you have not committed war crime. But nevertheless, we know the teaching of the church about war and so on. And as long as a soldier is not committing a war crime, but this is a very delicate topic, of course, and he, and I presume many others, are simply suffering because they have eliminated human life. Even if they were thinking and I thinking, they are thinking, they do fight for the good thing for their country. This is for me now not a political question." And then was the question, how can I react? He has asked for a prayer book. I could recommend him. I couldn't because I don't know in Russian such books. And I have forwarded it him to a Russian Roman Catholic priest. He might help him, please. And then responding him, I have said, "You know, I have heard and read from wise and prudent people, in such cases they do recommend you have to pass it through your soul, this suffering and this pain. You cannot escape it. But if God has let you alive, and some of your friends have fallen on the front in the war, possibly God has a mission for you. And possibly your mission is to work now, suffering this pain. Are you guilty or not? God knows. But suffering for the future of your two countries, Russia and Ukraine." And then I said, "You know, we Germans, Germany has also had different wars here in Europe against the neighbors, with France, with Great Britain, with Poland, with Czechoslovakia, and so on and so on. And also the World War II against the Russians. And now how happy I am that today nobody is accusing me of being a German. But why has this could happen, the peace after the war, the we found to peace with each other, with all these countries. And then I said, you know, now in your case, but also in World War II, World One, World War One, what has happened? There were so many women, mothers, wives, children, fathers, who have prayed for those, for their sons and husbands and fathers, who became soldiers fighting on the front. On all sides of the front, on both sides of the front, those people have begged the himmel, the heaven, to protect their own members of the family and to abbreviate the war. And possibly this suffering of these people, they have also passed all this pain of the heart of the soul through their heart, through their soul. They were suffering, identifying themselves a little bit with their soldiers, and possibly this was one of the reasons why the people could later give up the hatred, the horrible feelings of against the former enemies, and could cooperate together. Possibly this is also your mission now. And then I told him about a movie I have seen many years ago. It was a Christian movie. And I don't remember exactly on the story, but I remember only on the main point I want to share with you now too. And I wrote this man to Nikolai. You know, in this movie, there was a man who has pushed another person. This person has fallen down. And the man was thinking he has killed this person. And he was really suffering. He went to the police and said, I am a criminal. I have killed this person. Please punish me. Bring me to court. And during the investigation, they found out, the police, that the victim was not killed by this man, but another person has came then later and has killed that person, unfortunately. But in the end of the movie, it was said that the penance, the true contrition of this man, who was erroneously thinking he has killed a person, this penance, this contrition was accepted by God for the others who are really worse sinners. And hopefully you, Nikolai, will also experience once peace, and you learn to know also emotionally on the personal level that God has forgiven you, and possibly even since longer. We don't know. This is business of God. And I think this story is showing us how can we understand this word of Jesus. Blessed are those who mourn, they shall be comforted. They shall feel peace then later, and consolation. And we do also meet in our lives with cases, of course, hopefully not on this level, killing other people in war. But when we feel being treated unjustly, when people accuse us unjustly of having committed something is bad, is a sin. And we have always the right and the duty to fight for justice, saving the reputation, the good reputation of the own name, of course. But there are often enough situations we cannot find justice. Then we must suffer. But if we accept this pain, feeling the unjust treatment by other people, then we can unite with Jesus Christ, who has led to go through his soul the entire evil and injustice of human sins. This man, Nikolai, is showing us, and this is a good example to understand how much more Jesus has suffered. And then our relationship will come to another, much deeper level. When we go through the Good Friday with Jesus, then we will grow internally in our faith, hope, and love. Then we will know how high the price was Jesus has paid, and the more we will learn to appreciate the gift of salvation, divine grace. And we do also see that in such conflicts, they are, in the case of victory, the politicians are celebrated as the winners, as the heroes. But the true heroes are the silent women, the silent men who do pray and who do suffer. And also as this poor Nikolai, I have very compassion with him, and we can all only pray that on both sides of the fronts there are, God thanks, such men who are gentlemen and who suffer under the fact that they had to fight in the battle and to kill other people. And we see on the other hand also how horrible a war is. And I must pay attention, keeping the temper. I must not express what I'm thinking about those people, those politicians who are gambling with other countries, with other people, sending them weapons, 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 and nothing else, using them for their own geopolitical interests. Oh, how horrible the court case will be, the divine one for them. I cannot imagine what are they expecting. But this is another topic, and we can have here a lecture of at least several hours. But the 2 days gospel has provoked me to tell you about this example, and hopefully we can also learn and see who are in such cases the so-called, not the formal one, not the official one, but so-called martyrs who save the people, the countries, and who are really heroes because they do bring then peace into the country's relationships later, because they have suffered and they have prayed. And possibly this is also, in many cases, they are at least a little bit analogical in our life. This is a sort of invitation to fulfill this mission too. But then we will experience, when we are united in an innocent suffering with Jesus Christ, we will daily then resurrect to a new, much intensive, supernatural life with him, because Jesus knows then it has gone through the cross. And the cross is saving, and the cross is doing penance for so many evil in the world. And let us call blessed all those who has suffered by an analogical way. And this is also an example how the saints have fulfilled their duties, carrying their own cross with Jesus Christ and coming then to the new life in the grace of our Divine Savior. Amen. Et benedictio Dei omnipotentis, Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti, descendat super vos et maniat semper. Amen. Praise be Jesus Christ.